Deborah?
Alfano 11, A-L-F-A-N-O, new word, L-O-V-E-N. I am so opposed, very opposed to vaccine mandates for students or for teachers or the rest of the staff. Please stop doing vaccine mandates. The vaccines obviously aren't working. There are full colleges that are 100% vaccinated, and they're having huge COVID outbreaks. So that, what does that tell you? You're supposed to be smart and educated people. Please, no vaccine mandates for students or teachers or staff. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David DeMonte, D-A-M-O-N-T-E, my last name, and I think there should be no vaccine mandates. My telephone number is area code 925-487-6714. No vaccine mandates. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Terry Youll, last name Y-U-I-L-L, and I would like to say that I would like to see the mandate for vaccines eliminated for students. I think that that's a matter of personal choice, and that that they should not have to be vaccinated. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. My name is Brad Youll, Y-U-I-L-L. No on the vaccine mandate. It is chemical engineering. We do not know what that is going to do to future generations. And that's who you're trying to protect right now. Thank you.
Claudia Milligan, M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N. Please, no mandatory vaccines. I wish that there be no mandatory vaccines. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stop the vaccine mandates. My name is Mike Sharp, M-I-K-E-S-H-A-R-P. Thank you. Bye.
Hello. My name is Dina Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. And on the stance of mandating the vaccine for employees, staff, and students, I would like to state some facts directly from the CDC. This vaccine has been connected to already anaphylaxis, thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, Guillain-Barr syndrome, myocarditis, and pericarditis in the United States from December 14, 2020 through December 20, 2021. VIRS has received 10,688 reports of deaths from vaccination, which is one of the highest numbers in history for a vaccine to still be on the market without being pulled. Logically, I am not for this mandating of a vaccine that is dangerous for the public. This vaccine is not preventing transmission, hospitalizations, or death. I have numerous friends and family members who have been vaccinated and still caught COVID and were hospitalized, and some tragically have died. I have had even more people I know have breakthrough cases after getting their booster. The legitimacy of this vaccine is lacking everything it was made and designed for. It does not make sense to mandate this vaccine for students, for staff, or anyone who chooses not to take it. It is a risk, both not being vaccinated and being vaccinated. You should let people make that decision for themselves. It should not be mandated. That is absolutely unethical. And it's even more unethical that there are so many side effects to this vaccine and it's being pushed under the rug. I would appreciate that if we are trying to make a difference, we would actually make it a decision personally for people if they choose to be vaccinated or not. Thank you so much for your time.
My name is Teresa Ruby, H-R-U-B-Y. I'm a student at UNLV. I would like to speak to my concern over allowing unvaccinated students or employees on campus at UNLV. As a non-traditional student, I am very aware of the risks COVID poses to older adults, as well as younger, medically compromised, or pregnant students and the families they return to daily. I feel that there should be protections in place to prevent the spread of COVID to others, regardless of their vaccination status, be that in the form of masking, requiring masks for those who aren't vaccinated specifically, or requiring vaccines altogether. Until we are at a level where the risk of death or long-term COVID-related after effects is minimal, I feel the academic institution where I pay to attend in person should provide a safe environment for me. Thank you.
Hello, Regent Board members and staff, faculty, and the HSNE. My name is Joseph Babb, B as in boy, A-B-B. I'm a student at UNLV, and professionally I've been subjected to the federal employee mandate to receive the vaccination in order to stay as a uniformed service member. And now I see there's a great conflict amongst the student body, our educators, and the board on what to do regarding this vaccination mandate. To make one thing extremely clear, I am not speaking as a uniformed service member. This is only a personal opinion, and by no means am I speaking on behalf or affiliated with the United States government. UNLV preaches diversity and inclusiveness. Most of your educators place a strong emphasis on individuality, self-thought, and critical thinking in the curriculum. In every employee and student handbook, there's much discussion and policies regarding individual rights and autonomy in various sections with bullying, sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, etc. However, there's no mention of the freedom for individuals' choice or what is put into their body. And then in this instance, I do not believe that there should be a mandate on employees nor the students. The students are not employees nor bound to OSHA by any means, and we know that the administration has directed OSHA to oversee the mandate and enforce the fines. Moreover, these vaccinations and their manufacturers currently are not held liable for any neglect or bodily harm caused by the vaccines. This leaves a vulnerable part of our population, not vulnerable to COVID, but vulnerable financially in the beginning stages of their lives, who could potentially be injured or have a permanent health condition, or worse, even die from a vaccination that has minimal effectiveness and questionable efficacy at this point. And it may not necessarily be the best option for a young, healthy adult. I have several children in NHSE elementary schools who do not have the vaccines, and the schools have had no problems maintaining a safe and effective learning environment without vaccines. Please, I beg of you as an institution that praises itself for setting the bar high and being the tip of the spear of diversity, inclusiveness, and community to do the right thing, to stand up, to set the precedence, and set the example. Do not mandate vaccinations for employees or students at this time. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Amy Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. I'm calling to make a comment on the vote that is supposed to take place on the 30th for mandating vaccines for Nevada's higher Department of Education. We have seen time and time again from the CDC, who is apparently the experts on this, that vaccination neither prevents infection nor does it prevent spreading of the virus. So this is probably the most idiotic thing to even take place for a vote. If we want to talk about safety, then we need to talk about mandating physical activity and healthy diets. The vaccine, once again, for those of you who have seem to be having trouble understanding this concept, does not stop the spread of coronavirus. Once again, the vaccine does not stop the spread of coronavirus. So this mandate is idiotic. You do not own people's bodies. You do not have authority over anybody's body or their health decisions. Do the right thing for once and have a damn spine.
My name is Minnie Wood, last name W-O-O-D. As a faculty member at UNLV, I'd like to make a comment on agenda items 2 and 3. I am a nurse practitioner and nurse educator who teaches community health nursing to the next generation of our state's nurses. I'm speaking today with my wholehearted support of both employee and student vaccination requirements. Reasonable public health measures have always existed to keep our campus community safe, and COVID-19 should be no different. It is essential that both employees and students are mandated to be vaccinated. I urge you to do everything in your power to keep our campuses safe and control the spread of COVID-19 in our communities through supporting a permanent student vaccination requirement and maintaining the NSHE employee vaccine mandate. We cannot go it alone, and we cannot separate ourselves from our surrounding community. The health of our campuses is intertwined with the health of the rest of the state. I urge you to lead us in the right direction. Thank you.
This is Joni Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D. I am against and opposed to the vaccine mandate. Students are at a very low risk of COVID, and any faculty, staff, or even students can choose to be vaccinated. 85 to 90% of the faculty and staff are already vaccinated. If the vaccine works, then the faculty and staff should not be threatened by students who may not be vaccinated. Mandating vaccines will result in students perhaps choosing not to return to college. I oppose asking the governor for more emergency mandates regarding the vaccine, as his mandates have already ruined our economy, kept many people from good-paying jobs, and affected many of our lives. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. I am putting my comment in for my position of pro-mandated vaccine for students of the NSHE Higher Learning Organization. I am a disabled student. I am chronically ill, and I have been a student at UNLV for a little over 12 years. I have had two kidney transplants. I don't have a spleen anymore, which is a major part of your immune system. I have had CMV now for over 3 years, which is a virus that is very difficult to get rid of if you are immune suppressed. And it has nearly killed me 2 times. It's put me in a coma 3 times. And with that, I imagine you would realize that I have to have safeguards for my health when it comes to COVID. I have been entirely remote and in an almost complete lockdown since March of 2020. And without this vaccine mandate for COVID for students, I will be unable to go back to class and go back to my work at UNLV, and I just feel not having a mandate is crushing to those in my community of disabled Americans and chronically ill Americans. And for a state that does value diversity so much, and the disabled community being 25% of the U.S. population, I feel that it has to be reconsidered, and we do have to have a mandate just to show that there is a respect and a value for disabled Americans in Nevada and within our school systems. I feel that without this, we are just proving that we don't really value the lives of disabled people in our state, and it is hard for me to come back to UNLV over and over again, whether it be remote or in person, and not see that I am valued as a human being that has health problems but is a valued part of my community and my university. And I just believe that we should do this for all of those that can't protect themselves and aren't young and healthy.
Hello, my name is Renee Chaffee, C-H-A-F-F-E-E, and I'm in opposition of the COVID-19 staff and student vaccine mandates for the Nevada System of Higher Education, NISHA for short. Agenda 2 has me confused, since this past week, the representatives of the people through the Legislative Commission failed to pass vaccine mandates submitted by the Nevada Department of Health for students. Please do not attempt to subvert the decision of the Legislative Commission, the people's representatives. Please support repealing the mandates on our higher education employees instead. Please support the freedom to choose what is and is not injected into your own body. Agenda 3, which is a letter of support for student vaccination, is unnecessary since there is already a high student and employee vaccination rate. Chancellor Rose's mandate has caused thousands of NISHA students to leave and enroll elsewhere. This was a horrible policy decision and has caused an exodus of students and will cause financial and curricular devastation for years into the future. This would provide Chancellor Rose the opportunity to undermine the Nevada legislature and Board of Regents in the future by attempting to re-implement a student vaccination mandate. This will be a backdoor method to require students to receive additional COVID boosters in the future. NISHA institutions shifted large portions of their operations back to in-person this past fall. This was largely successful across all campuses. It shows that there is no justification for a student vaccination mandate. Currently, there are a little over 1,000 degree-granting post-secondary institutions out of 3,982 degree-granting post-secondary institutions in the United States that have some form of vaccination mandate. Having both a student and employee vaccination mandate makes NISHA an extreme outlier. Please vote for an indefinite stay of employee termination for non-compliance of the vaccination mandate, repeal of the employee vaccination mandate, and that the Regents decline to authorize the Chancellor to issue a letter of support for student vaccination.
My name is Carol Mauthe, M-A-U-T-H-E. And I thought I was calling to go for a mandate that all people get vaccinated whether they want to or not. That's how it used to be in the old days when the kids went to school. They had to get vaccinated for all the things, measles, mumps, and all that. It should be no different today from this COVID-19 or the other con we have. Thank you.
Hello, I am a student at UNLV going into my third year. I recently got the news that the vaccine mandate was going to be lifted and was no longer a requirement for the upcoming semester. I think it shouldn't have been lifted, especially seeing how the Omicron variant of COVID is surging again, how hospitals are filling up again, and now that classes are more in person than they used to be previous semesters, I don't think it was a good decision to lift that mandate. Classrooms are going to be fuller now, there's less online options, and now people who aren't vaccinated are going to be sharing that space. And I understand everyone has the option to choose whether or not to get vaccinated or not, and I respect that, but I also don't think that it's responsible to have those people join classrooms with people who are doing what they can to stop this spread of the virus. You know, this pandemic has been going on for 2 years, and it's going to continue, and the best way to protect students and keep them safe is this mandate. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, okay, that's fine, that's your decision, but that's why they offer online classes as well. I hope this can be reconsidered, and I really do hope that the next semester or the next years that we're dealing with this COVID pandemic, that there's going to be stricter rules on campus, just generally. But I really do hope that this mandate is reinforced once again.
Yes, my name is Susan Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. I've been a longtime Reno resident. I am absolutely floored that this is coming to this point right now. This, you will call it a vaccine, but we all know it's gene therapy, and we know the CDC changed the definition of vaccine to fit this. This is not an approved vaccine. This is a deadly vaccine. This is killing children, young boys with myocarditis. This is causing neurotoxicity problems. This has caused more problems than any other vaccine on this planet ever. Look at your own government, VAERS website, how many people it's killed and harmed. Unbelievable that you would even take this up for matter. I'm not quite sure what premise you're going on when this is a 99.97 curable rate, better than the flu. Yet you continue with this global push to get everybody vaccinated. It's murder. And it goes against the Nuremberg Code 100%. If any of you pass or vote for this, I would say it's probably time to hang up your coats, go home, try to sleep at night, and think about what you're doing to innocent people. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sanaya Seltzer, last name S-E-L-T-Z-E-R, and I currently stay on the UNLV College dorm, Tonopah North, and I just feel like I was forced to get the vaccine, or I just couldn't stay in here. I was going to have to move out. Mind you, I'm homeless, and I felt like I had to get the vaccine or else I couldn't enroll in my classes. Mind you, I'm a freshman and I need to finish my classes, and I feel like this vaccine was forced on me. Now all of a sudden it's lifted and I could have been avoiding it all along. And I strongly did not want to get it in the first place because I was scared and everything like that. I was forced to get it just to go to school. So who do I call for that? Who do I voice my opinion to for that?
Judith Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. I'm calling in regards to the vaccine mandates for children. I believe it is unlawful. It has nothing to do with education. It's all political. We all know the vaccine contains the virus. That means they will get it and they will die. So please stop the madness. Stop the vaccine mandates. Stop the vaccine mandates, please. They are no good. They have nothing but poison in them. And if you need facts, you can follow Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Malone, Dr. David Martin. They all have the facts. And, of course, we all know this is all political, and this our governor has blood on his hands because he murdered all these people in Nevada from banning HCQ and ivermectin from them, from the treatment of COVID. This is ridiculous. The whole entire thing, pan-scandemic, is fake. So please, stop the mandates. Do not go forward with mandates. Thank you. Bye.
My name is Tom Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. I have a student that is currently enrolled at a Nevada institution. This is a quick message and commentary regarding the proposed topic of vaccine mandates for both faculty and students at UNLV. First, I'd like to base this purely on scientific fact, and this should have nothing to do with any type of political views from my perspective. From a vaccine perspective, it is scientifically proven that the COVID vaccine does not prevent someone from getting COVID, nor prevent the spread of COVID. If anything, at best, is a symptom reducer versus any type of prevention from catching said disease, virus, however you want to propose it there. I think it is unconstitutional to require anyone to have a vaccine that does not prevent any type of disease. This is really no different than a flu shot. If the vaccine was so important, so critical, then I think we should be requiring it across the entire United States. And it's very clear based on, our presidency and other folks involved that those who, cross our border illegally don't even need to be tested nor require the vaccine. So I think the mandate is really overstepping its bounds and making more of a political situation than a public health and safety situation. The mortality rate is very low with regards to COVID, especially with all the variants. It's also very, very low. And I don't think this is something that should be forced on any type of faculty or student. Let people make their own choices. I think people are wise in terms of how they protect and take care of their own health around the COVID situation. So thank you for the time and the opportunity to record this message. I appreciate the approach you're all taking and hearing both sides of the situation and the debate.
My name is Diana Fish. F is in Frank, I-S-C-H. I'm calling to oppose the experimental bioweapon mandate for shots, vaccines that you call them, for kids. This is against the Nuremberg Code, which states that anyone who violates this code will be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. That means every one of you that vote for this mandate will be prosecuted. They will have your names. You are on the board. My child is not your property to make this decision, nor is anyone else's child your property to make this decision. Thank you.
Hi, this is Diane Lane. I'm calling to oppose the mandatory vax for students in particular because we're going to reach herd immunity more quickly if the students get COVID and recover. I have a friend who is a college student who has received 2 vaccinations and the booster shot, and in spite of it all, she got COVID. So the vaccines are not working. The kids should be allowed freedom of health. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Mia Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y. I'm calling in reference to the voting for the possible action of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement, as well as the letter for support of the student requirement on vaccinations. I do not consent to this. This is just wrong. Any mandate is a violation of our natural God-given rights. The Constitution has been written to ensure that these rights are protected, and bodily autonomy is a God-given right. A person has the right to say no and to be a part of society, to participate in society with or without a vaccination. To require a vaccination is just wrong, and it is evil because this vaccine, this COVID-19 vaccine, is only authorized in use for an emergency use authorization. It is not FDA approved. The only one that is FDA approved is that Comirnaty or whatever it's called, and that one is not available in the United States. And even if it was, it is still a moral obligation for people to uphold bodily autonomy. It is a moral issue, it is a constitutional issue, and this shouldn't even be brought before the board. People have the right to say no. If they do not have the right to say no to any medical procedure, my body, my choice, right, then they are not anything but a slave to the government. And as far as I know, the Constitution of the United States was founded by we the people, and you do not get to do whatever law you want because you get your power by the consent of the governed. And as the consent of the governed, I do not consent. Do not pass this ridiculous idea through. And say no to mandates. Let people be free. let people have freedom of choice, because when in enacting this, you are promoting and pushing our society towards a second-class citizenry, and that is just wrong. We are repeating history if we do that. We learn this with the South, because people of color were the so-called disease that needed to use different bathrooms, and the Jews in Poland were taught to be the disease carriers. Please don't repeat history. We need to learn these things, and when we know better, we do better. Do better. Don't allow this to happen. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christina Sherbrooke. I am a resident of Washoe County. My last name is spelled S-H-E-R-B-R-O-O-K. I'm calling to say no to any mandatory vaccinations for staff, students, or any other group in higher education or anywhere in our state. Recently, our legislative commission failed to pass vaccine mandates submitted by the Nevada Department of Health. This legislative commission is our representative, one of our representative bodies, and please do not try to go around them. This is unconstitutional. Mandates are unconstitutional. Also, 85 to 90% of the faculty in higher education are already vaccinated. So why is there a threat to these people by the students? Students are at very low risk of having any effects from the COVID-19 also. And if any individual wishes to be vaccinated, they can do so at their own risk and at their own with their own choice. The governor has no legal authority over the sovereignty of our citizens' health, our minds, our bodies, or our personal health choices. His emergency mandates of about 2 years now have done much to destroy a lot of our economy and a lot of the hopes and dreams of many people, including mostly the younger people in our state. Please stop all mandatory things concerning COVID-19.
Nicholas St. John, last name S-T space J-O-N. You will hear about the emergency use authorization for the COVID-19 vaccination from many others. You will hear the truth about it, that the non-FDA approved COVID-19 vaccination cannot be mandated or required. Should you vote to approve mandating the COVID-19 vaccination for staff, and or requesting the governor mandate the shot for all university and college students, you will be in violation of at least 12 state and federal laws. Note that you're not above the law, and we the people will use every means necessary to prosecute each and every board member who votes to do so. This includes many of us filing both state and federal criminal complaints with the state courts and federal courts. Please think long and hard about the possible ramifications of your actions today. Please put the welfare of your staff and the students above the global elitist agenda. Washoe County has seen just a 0.21% death rate among its population. This is not an alarmist number. Rates are basically the same in counties across the country, and in many cases, even lower. The recovery rate for people under 20 is 99.997%, according to the CDC. That's just 3 per 100,000 that end in death, and it could be lowered to virtually zero if the therapeutics would be promoted to be used. Why subject students with this kind of survival rate to an experimental gene-modifying therapeutic shot with unknown long-term adverse reactions and many short-term known adverse reactions such as death, myocarditis, damage to ovaries, and damage to the immune system? We will be watching, and we will be responding according to the vote today. Best regards.
This is Dr. Fred Joseph Simon, Jr., medical doctor, COVID expert, medical legal expert, last name S-I-M-O-N, speaking on the vaccinations. There is no science to substantiate mandating vaccinations specifically in this age group, period. Second of all, vaccinating the young will destroy any opportunity for herd immunity. Read the science on innate immunity. Third of all, this is medical negligence. You are practicing medicine without a license. Each and every one of you have no indemnification status and will be sued for medical negligence for each and every death or major complication with disability, a civil lawsuit. Fourth, this is without consent. Think about that. Without consent, forcing, intimidation, harassment, you will be held accountable criminally. Any death or severe complication with disability, this could be equivalent to manslaughter. This is the ultimate decision between a patient and a medical physician, injecting something into the body. You have no background. You have no training, experience, knowledge, or license to do this. You are not indemnified. You harm a life. Remember, decisions have consequences, and I will be one of those who will make sure those consequences occur. Hope you have a good afternoon. Thank you for my time.
Laura Nauman, N-A-U-M-A-N-N. I'm a faculty member and past Senate chair at Nevada State College. I want to begin by expressing my extreme disappointment and anger at the recent Legislative Commission's deadlock, which ended the student vaccine mandate. I'm particularly frustrated because, as faculty, I want to get back in the classroom, but I want it to be safe for my students and me. I felt okay to teach in person in the spring because of the employee and student vaccine mandates. However, with the likely end to both mandates and with Omicron cases exploding, I am fearful. I am fearful of the rising cases, especially because of post-holiday travel. I'm fearful of the lack of at-home tests and difficulty getting a timely PCR test. I'm fearful of the CDC's change in isolation from 10 days to 5 days without requiring proof of a negative test. I'm fearful of being in a classroom with 40 students who are not wearing N95 masks. I'm fearful of having multiple students in my classroom become infected. I'm fearful of bringing COVID home to my 2.5-year-old who is not eligible for vaccination yet. And I am fearful of myself or my loved ones getting long COVID. Instead of voting to end vaccine mandates, the board should be discussing plans for a safe spring reopening. First, like many other institutions who have pivoted, NSHE institutions should be making plans to start the semester remotely and reintroducing flexible work arrangements, minimally through the end of January, but at least until the supply of at-home tests increases and wait times for PCR tests decreases. We do not want students and staff coming to campus with unknown symptoms. Second, scientific guidance indicates that cloth masks are not effective for Omicron. NSHE institutions should be providing employees with free N95 masks, especially those in student-facing roles. NSHE should also be mindful of equity issues related to the financial costs of at-home tests and N95 masks. We should be making these available to staff and students who cannot afford them, especially students in residential settings. Finally, faculty need clear guidance on procedures if they or their students test positive. When is a class notified of exposure? When can the person return to campus? Do they need to show proof of negative tests? Will they be required to wear an N95? My plea to the board, the chancellor, and to our presidents is to do everything in your power to create a safe classroom and campus experience for the spring. As faculty, I am deeply worried about going back into the classroom without more safety assurances. Without them, I would rather be teaching in a remote fashion.
Hi, my name is Chantal, S-H-A-N-T-A-L, Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, and I'm an associate professor of psychology at Nevada State College and chair of the Department of Psychology and Counseling. I'm calling in regards to the Board of Regents meeting in which they are discussing the employee vaccine mandate. I wanted to let you know that I've taught in person without a vaccine mandate after careful calculation. I am not immunocompromised. I am not particularly vulnerable, nor is anyone in my household. And I know that my students desperately wanted to learn in person, and so I decided that the risk was worth it. But not everyone at an NSHE institution is in a similar situation. They may live with vulnerable family members or are vulnerable themselves, and we can't necessarily ask them to take that risk. I know this is a difficult decision because there are hard numbers as to how many people are NSHE employees who refuse to get vaccinated. But you have to keep in mind that there is a number, even if we don't know what it is right now, of people who will rethink working for NSHE when their health and safety was gambled with. They may not leave right away, but it may be something that affects us for years as we try and build a solid culture of higher ed in this state. There are other numbers we don't know. The risk you all may put entry employees in if they cannot come to a workplace where people literally next to them may not be vaccinated and providing any sort of impediment to this latest variant taking over our classrooms and campuses. In reality, we need even more. We need testing, physical distancing in classrooms, limited events, and a student vaccine mandate to really be doing all that we can do to try and keep the students and staff on our campuses safe. Having a vaccine mandate for employees and pushing to get it back for students is the least we can do. I promise you that all my faculty and I want to do is protect the spaces on which learning and growing happens. We want to be able to create the leaders of tomorrow without worrying about our health and that of our students. I ask that you keep the mandate for NC employees and push for one for students as well. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Cruz, C-R-U-Z. I'm a Nevada resident and I oppose the vaccine mandates. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My name is Jane Lim, for the record. I'm a 20-year Nevada resident, mother of five. I'm opposed to these, last name is Lim, L-I-M as in Mary. I just wanted to call and say I'm opposed to these mandates because they do more harm than good. I'm not going to cite a bunch of statistical data because many of you cherry pick what you want and what you don't want to weigh in your favor anyway. So instead of parroting stats, I'm just going to go on the foundation of freedom, the freedom to choose. Anything that carries a risk, there must be a choice. And as we know, medicine is not a one-size-fits-all. Keep in mind, there's a flu shot and we still have the flu, yet nobody's mandating that. So why? Like, why now? Just let people, have the freedom to choose. Mandates do nothing. There's all the adverse reactions. There's natural immunity. There's still the vaccinated who get it and spread it, yet you guys are still continuing to negate those facts. The people know this is nothing but a political game, and the people know this because we track money trails. And we all know pharma is the biggest lobbying monster. They're pushing experimental products down our throats, and they're a liability-free industry. So please just stop with the mandates. Mandates violate the freedom to choose. It goes against true informed consent. It violates bodily autonomy. It's the very enemy of liberty, and it's a direct threat to freedom, everything that this nation stands for. And the fall of the nation, it begins locally. So please just stop with the mandates. Stop trying to medically assault everyone. Nevadans are sick of it. Thank you. I'm done.
And three. Good evening. My name is Katanya Taylor, and I represent the organization Health Freedom Nevada. I'm calling in with regards to agenda items 2 and 3 on this evening's meeting agenda. We represent a group of approximately 3,000 Nevadans who strongly oppose medical mandates and who advocate for individuals' rights to make their own medical decisions without intervention or coercion of any form. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate that this board is currently considering for all NICHE staff is nothing short of coercion. And given that all the COVID-19 vaccines that are currently available and being administered in the United States and in Nevada have been authorized by the FDA under emergency use authorization only, any mandate of these products would violate federal law. We expect that you will research this information to verify these facts and that you will advocate for the dismissal entirely of Agenda Item 2. As for Agenda Item 3, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all post-secondary education students in Nevada that this board is considering the endorsement of, it is likewise inappropriate given the fact that there is no such vaccine product that is FDA approved and available to Nevada citizens at this time. The representatives of and the many active members of Health Freedom Nevada will be closely watching the votes of the individuals on this board. We remind each of you that moving forward with any attempts to further vaccine mandates of any sort, and in particular for products that are under emergency use authorization, does not bode well in the court of public opinion. We remind each member of this board that the NICHE Board of Regents barely maintain their autonomy in the 2020 ballot one question, casting only with a slight majority, going against public opinion will surely jeopardize your chances of maintaining your authority as an autonomous board should a similar ballot issue be put forward in the future. We urge the members of this board to refrain from taking any actions which support the force of any type of medication or medical intervention upon a population and which fails to allow individuals to make the best medical decisions for themselves after weighing the positive and negative effects of said intervention. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Charlotte Stewart, and I was hoping to be able to comment live during the meeting tonight. This is regarding the vaccine mandate for employees and possibly trying to draft up a letter for the students. I'm a student and a mom, and because of the vaccine mandate, I was going to go to school out of state because I refuse to pay anywhere who supports this tyrannical behavior. My children were looking forward to going to college here, but will not as long as you choose to trample their rights, and we are not alone. This injection is not like an MMR or any other vaccine from the past. It's mRNA, and it causes disabilities, death, and probably future autoimmune disease. It's not like mandatory seatbelts because or mandating seatbelts because you can remove a seatbelt. Also, your employees should be able to sue you if they are injured because they can't sue the manufacturer under an emergency use authorization. Someone needs to be liable for destroying their life and future. Please stop this madness and stop ruining our state. Thank you very much. Bye.
My name is Lisa Fleiner, L-I-S-A. Fleiner, F as in friend, L-E-I-N-E-R. My grandfather fought against the Nazis and Mussolini's armies in northern Italy. My father and several uncles served in the U.S. Army during World War II and fought against tyranny in Europe. As a sovereign citizen of the United States, I do not give you, nor do you have, the authority to approve making emergency use authorized COVID-19 vaccines mandatory and permanent for any Nevada citizen or visitor. All of you have taken your constitutional oath under NRS 282.020 or 391.080 to support, protect, and defend the Constitution for all U.S. sovereign people. Under Marbury versus Madison, federal laws that conflict with the U.S. Constitution are invalid. You are signing us up for an unlawful contract by changing the law to make these mandates permanent. We will hold accountable everyone trying to strip our constitutional and God-given rights. In addition, any person who violates our rights can be held liable under Title 18, USC, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights. Penalty for this crime can include life in prison or death penalty. Also, under NRS 197.230, conviction of a public officer forfeits trust. The conviction of a public officer or any felony malfeasance in office shall entail, in addition to such other penalty as may be imposed, the forfeiture of his or her office and shall disqualify the public officer forever afterward holding any public office in the state. Thank you for choosing to uphold the U.S. Constitution and freedom from tyranny.
There's the notice. The last one didn't give a notice. This is Casey Rogers, C-A-S-E-Y-R-O-D-G-E-R-S. I am quoting from Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology. He says there are three issues parents need to understand. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your children's cells. The gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs, including their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and the vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreplaceable. You can't fix the lesions within their brain. You can't repair heart scarring tissue. You can't repair a genetic reset immune system, and the vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your family. The second thing you need to know about this is the fact that this novel technology has not been adequately tested. We need at least 5 years of testing research before we can really understand the risk. Harms and risk from new medicines often become revealed many years later. Ask yourself if you want your own child to be a part of the most radical medical experiment in human history. One final point. The reason they're giving you a vaccine, to vaccinate your child is a lie. Your children represent no danger to their grandparents or grandparents. It's actually the opposite. Their immunity after getting COVID is critical to save your family, if not the whole world, from this disease. In summary, there is no benefit for your children or your family to be vaccinated. This goes with agenda item number 2 and number 3. Absolutely absurd what you guys are doing. You need to cease and desist now.
Kelly Adkison, that's A-D-K-I-S-O-N. Your oaths of office constitute a contract with the people of Nevada. As bonded trustees and indentured servants, it is your duty to carry out the wishes of the people you swore to protect. We, the people, are your boss. The COVID-19 vaccination requirement is both unlawful and unconstitutional. A requirement is not a law, and laws are the only thing enforceable. Laws are passed by the legislative branch of the government, not the governor. No governor, mayor, health officer, or business can make a law. Healthcare is a private matter and an individual liberty. Do employees somehow have less rights than students? No. The Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. The NSHE is comprised of 8 facilities, which are all legally defined as a place of public accommodation. Both U.S. Title VII, Century Rights Act of 1964, unlawful to discriminate in a place of public accommodation, and Nevada Revised Statute 651.070, free and equal access to public accommodations, both state you may not prohibit entry by discriminating against someone for their medical condition, disability, or religious views. If someone is unable or unwilling to wear a mask and or receive an experimental bioweapon you refer to as a vaccine, you may not prohibit their entry, nor may you file a charge of trespassing because of their legally protected status. NSHE employees do not need to provide an approved waiver to exempt them from COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Furthermore, in the case of Miranda versus Arizona, it states, were rights secured by the Constitution, there shall be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. You all have an opportunity tonight to do the right thing and repeal this code. God bless.
Hi, my name is John David. My last name is spelled D-A-V-I-D, and I'm a student at UNLV. I'm studying political science, but I'll also be in nursing very soon. After hearing the announcement that the vaccine mandate will no longer be extended for the rest of the year, I was very upset, shocked, and pretty anxious about what could happen on our campus. What the Legislative Commission voted by party lines on the vaccine mandate, it just shows that our country is polarized, and it will get even more difficult to overcome this pandemic. With the effects of how this pandemic has become very politicized, how can we be able to come together to fight this pandemic? With this being our first global pandemic during the so-called social media era, we are all put to the test to see if we would do our part to protect ourselves and those around us. And it seems right now that we're failing. I'm in support of the vaccine mandate because I, as someone who wants to become a nurse, I don't want to see fellow students, professors, and employees getting sick or even worse. I don't want to see many of us losing that college experience and dealing with the mental health issues that we are constantly going through. If you're hesitant about getting vaccinated, it's your responsibility to talk to a medical doctor or health professional to be able to see if they would approve or disapprove of you from getting vaccinated based on the safety of your health. You can do that
Or you can do that instead of doing your own research. That would just most likely support your reason of not wanting to get vaccinated and saying that the vaccines aren't effective and whatever. Whenever you're doing those kind of research, those words do mean things, but you have to make sure to look over the good big picture and learn the right words. If you refuse to get vaccinated, my question would be, what responsibilities would you take to make sure that you keep those around you safe? Because it's very tiring with how this pandemic has been going on, and it just makes it harder to see if we can all see that bright light to the end of it. And that's why I support this vaccine mandate. Thank you.
Hi, Kathy Kennedy Reyes, and I just challenge each and every one of you to look up thalidomide, and that's T as in Tom, H-A-L-I-D-O-M, as in Mary, I-D-E. Look up that drug, but look up the photos of the children born from thalidomide. That's a medication that's given, but look what it does to the unborn. So please question yourself. If in doubt, kick it out. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. So if there's any doubt, you already heard information from the speaker from Elko, Vernon, about the information of the tabulation of death side effects from this mandate, or excuse me, this supposed COVID vaccine. So I beg you, please check this information out before you consciously make a decision to hurt and harm others. You already know some information. If you're in doubt, kick it out. Vote no. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Casey Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S. This is my second public comment for the evening because there was one in the beginning and there's one afterwards. In this public comment, I would like to address a few different things. First, Dr. LaBeouf. Dr. LaBeouf made claims that we have an FDA-approved vaccination and that is in use right now, because that was the claim, that we had the capability of getting one right now, and our students and our staff should be able to get it and take it. That is a lie. Prove that. Where is your evidence, Dr. LaBeouf? Secondly, it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. The definition was changed to suit this bull crap lie, okay? It's toxic and it's killing people. Did you know that it's a 99.98% survival rate? And did you see the craziness happening with all the official people above going nuts, especially the UNLV lady going psycho on everybody? I don't think so, dear Shannon Sumter. Did you know that the 3% actually are a higher number than the number of people who are going to die from it? It's like a 0.0001% chance you're going to get COVID and die. Are you guys kidding me? You don't get to force none of this on us. And by the way, Dr. LaBeouf did not state what the treatments were out there. He said monoclonal antibodies, and then he talked about the other treatments, but he didn't name them. What are the names, Dr. LaBeouf? And why aren't you stating them? Stop the lie. Foolishness is such coercion and such evil.